So, sorry if you guys can't hear, the music is loud as I would usually normally play it. The song is Wipeout from the Venture Brothers. It's important. It's a past all time song, if you will, in American folklore, you know, history, culture. But like many other things, kind of going away. See, in the late 20th century, or the late 1900s, as these little fuckers say, this was a common song played almost every fall, every year, especially for football. You had bands for high school, college, etc., that would play this song. You know, the drum solos. I'm not saying for the HBCUs they would be using these drum solos per se, but there were certain songs that were they were part of the culture, as the kids say. You know what I mean? But that was 20 fucking years ago. You know what I mean? And everybody loved this shit. Black folks, white folks, there were certain songs where you just couldn't wait till the band kind of played, or you just did the Carlton and kept it moving, right? And like I said, I loved it. I'm sorry. I'm having a little fun. It's my day off, and I need it. But this is the song that I hear a lot. You hear it, and it's an all-time favorite. In the inner city, you know, yeah, and I'm sorry, it's hard for me to do this at the same time on YouTube with a thing, but, yeah. This is more along what they'll do. So you have on ABC at 9, 10 in the fucking morning, till college football after dark, which is Pac-12, you know, here on the West Coast. Because we start that game about 7, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You know what I mean? It's already 11 o'clock Eastern, so they ain't watching that shit. So, you have this beat going off this Saturday. Just go ahead and turn into some football. Just have it in the background. I guarantee you. This is all you fucking hear. Boom, boom. That's all you hear all Saturday afternoon. And it's like, there's yes, hip hop has invaded and is the largest dominant music. So yeah, when they go back, you know, your band teachers now are going to be like my age, teaching the youths the songs that that were hot, because they're not going to, you know, they do some songs that are recent. They'll do, it's kind of like Drumline, you know, you do a little bit of the old school, you bring it to the new school. I mean, that's kind of how it is. But it's interesting that this is now the standard. This is now what, man, is out here. You know what I mean? And that's the one thing that I don't think we really thought about. You know? We didn't think about when hip-hop gets taken over. And you have Jason and Todd or whoever them white boys out there talking about. When you talking about
I'm an island boy. I'm not really, boy. You really want to do it? What?
You know, that bullshit. I don't know. They're on social media. They got, like, blonde, thick ass. And you know me, I don't really say dreads, but there's no culture behind this shit. This motherfucker's got dreads. You know what I mean? Tatted faces, of course, everybody got tatted faces. Just, shit, motherfucker embedded into a fucking inanimate object in his fucking skin, you know, like, they're doing too much these days for attention. But anywho, I found that interesting. You know what I mean? I find that interesting. You know, everybody want to be there, but nobody want to be there. As Paul Mooney said, right? In the Dave Chappelle show years ago, but anyway. Yo. Figured I have to do some Gil Scott Heron to this shit, you know what I mean? The revolution will not be televised. Now, let's say this. I am not a man of the people in that sense where I'm trying to be a martyr. I am not a man who claims I have every single fucking answer here. In fact, no. This pod essentially has been a sounding board, has been therapy, has been my thoughts, right, wrong, you know, indifferent. It's been my truth, my failures, my triumphs. You know what I mean? It's chronicled in an aspect, you know, almost anonymously. I mean, those of you who know me, then you know me, but there's people who play this shit in different parts of the world, apparently, and I appreciate you. Wish I could thank you properly, but you know, it's interesting. Yeah, this kind of shit needs to be needs to be a visual aspect to this somehow. You know what I mean? But what I am speaking on, because this is not necessarily the check-in, or maybe it is. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, in America, we're desperately trying to get back into everything, trying to have everything open, trying not to go back. But it looks like, with, you know, vaccines and mandates and things of that nature. Mandates looks like they're taking effect. You know, there are certain dates where certain, depending what job you had or have, you had to made or make a decision. I fortunately am not in that position where my timeline at. But there is going to be some action that's going to be happening soon. I thought in the state of Washington, like 15th or something was, you know, okay, so boom. Now you gotta start doing it. That was last week. I took a test. You know what I mean? Like, of course, it was negative. Cause, I mean, I'm pretty disciplined in my social distancing. I mean, I will go out and do some other things, but yeah, keep your covered. You know, not in the shaking of hands. Keep your goddamn distance. You know. But I don't. I'm vehemently against mandates, against forcing people. You know what I mean? That kind of shit leads down slippery slopes. They don't ever give back anything that they take away. That's just not what happens. It's not how it works. We just gonna hold it for you. We gonna be right back. We'll be right back with it. I'm gonna be right. We're just going right around the corner with it. It's the same thing with the security, right? To keep you safe. If you're old enough, you remember 9/11. You remember things before that. You remember right after. TSA. Three acronyms that has a before stamp. And an after stamp that we all know of if you're of age. Your phone's being monitored. Different kind of security things, etc. Patriot Acts. That's one way. And we gladly, yeah, you know. Now medical. For something that is not a cure. Can it stop bad side effects? So they say. You've seen commercials, infomercials all day, and then at the last second, make calls. What is any difference with this? We're not gonna charge you for this, but shit, we need every goddamn penny for your diabetes medicine. It's not like someone has died not being able to pay their money. They lost a customer. So you can't say, well, we need you alive so you can take this. There's always people be. I mean, I hear you. You don't do it for yourself, you do it for someone else. Now that, I do understand, and I am concerned with. Because there are people, obviously, who I love, you know? People who I have not necessarily interacted with the way that I normally would. You know, like my father, who I love, man, to the moon and back, right? So I get it. You know what I mean? Because he's approaching 80, man. But again, I don't see that happening. I'm holding out, you know, not like picking certain times to be around him just so that I don't bring anything around him. But I would be totally remiss, even if I did get jabbed and wouldn't have that same attitude. If I had the sniffles, I'm staying the fuck away. That's just fucking common sense. Whether it's the flu, like, the flu has taken out more people in the history of mankind than anything else. It's had a long running start. You know what I mean? So, what are you talking about? There's different versions of this thing, and it's going to continue to, because this was never the first one. You know what I mean? Like, but basically, they're weaponizing this shit to the point where they can try to control things. It's not just this medical stuff. The gun thing has always been an issue. He's really trying to crack down on that. Even finances. They're trying to make it so like every interaction or every transaction over like what is it? $400 to $600 or something like that? Like the IRS knows about? There's a lot of shit that is happening. And it's happening around the fucking world simultaneously. And I understand everybody's concerned about this, but that's, again, how shit changes. They're not trying to rectify this shit. They're just trying to control shit. The greatest thing is resistance. I mean, it's not illegal to just pause, like, hold on. So what did we do before the vaccination? You social distance. You washed your hands more. You masked the fuck up. I don't care if you're jabbed or not. If you're masked, you're masked. Let's do that. I'm not about to be out here going out to eat every fucking day. Not out. I might grab it and come back or something, but I'm not doing the whole sitting down shit. I'm really kind of cool with that. I might go with a lady friend or whatever, because you know I got documentation. But I'm not, nah. I'm really like trying to find my exit plan to get off the grid. You already knew. Like 5 years ago, or 5 years from now, I wanted to be up pretty much out of this country. You know? I was saying that before the pandemic. Man. But, anywho, man. I'm not alone, though, in this process. I don't want to be aligned with anti-vaccination. Because I'm not going to tell nobody else that you're dumb for making any decision. I just know that. Y'all remember a few pods ago when the young cat was like, hey, bro, you know, I'm frustrated because nobody's giving me a look. I come here, I'm trying to work hard, you know. A different section of life gets to collaborate and bring in their friends, and they get overlooked. He gets overlooked when he's working hard, but because shit, they like these other people or they're in that population. You know what I'm saying? No. We can't bring our friends along in those kind of scenarios. Anyway, I was talking with the young man. He was like, hey, do you know where I can get this at? And I was like, get what? Get the vaccine. And I was like, oh, man. He was like, man, I just, you know, the jobs right now, I got one. I don't need it, but jobs are hard. And messing with people. That, and I want to go home, but I won't be able to come back. You know what I mean? And I'm like, God damn, man. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more. You know? Sure. And I get it. You want everybody to be safe. You can still. It's about to be winter in America, as Ghost Guy Heron said. 3 weeks. 21 days. Food. Water. 3 weeks. And just be done with it. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You hit the reset button. Boom. Everybody just stay home. 3 weeks. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going for. So. But who am I? I'm just a, you know, a conspiracy theory. Theorist. Something like that. You know, y'all know what I'm saying. But anyway. We'll go ahead and cut this one short. You know, I get to rambling. Yeah, I had to cut that last segment short, but what I wanted to impress upon anybody who's out there, no matter what the situation is, you're not alone. I was sitting there thinking, like, yo, man, I'm going to be the only one dealing with this bullshit. They're going to force me out. I'm going to have to be really gully and grimy out here because there's a certain kind of discrimination that's happening with non-vaccinated people. You see that shit just occurring. And it's, you know, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's about 30%. That's not. And it's funny how, like I said, they try to throw incentives where they never have in any other scenario. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's just because of death, when there has been more death with things over the flu. Regular influenza. You know what I mean? Where is all this freeness for everything else? But we just gonna stop here? Because it's not gonna stop with just one dosage of this vaccine. It's gonna be boosters. They're trying to push it to the flu shots. And now they're gonna push it to your kids from 5 to 11. Just saying. But so they won't have any difficulty. You'll probably do it. I mean, I could have kept my name the same that it was, but change it any time. You know what I mean? At this point, I'm my grandfather. I know what I'm dealing with. And I got to accept that, you know? And that kind of comes in line with, yeah, I'm not trying to fuck with this shit. I have to do the knowledge to it all. Look, listen, observe, and respect. I haven't given enough time to respect. Because usually if you don't respect something enough, the complications come that force you later down the line to respect it. These things alter your DNA. How? We haven't got enough time to know. Anyway, wasn't the topic I was trying to keep on. This is going to be a different, unique kind of check-in. It's just, well, not really. It's just all over the place. Why not? Cool. I lost my wallet the other day. And actually, in the last week or so, I have misplaced it. Gathered it each time. But I don't know what it is. Whether it's in my old age or, you know, some of my habits. I am the forgetful motherfucker these days. Like, I always gotta go home twice because I left something. Whether it's a vehicle, even worse is the bus early in the morning. It's like, god damn. Last night, it was sitting right where it dropped. Right kind of underneath the car. My hat was in the car. I knew I left my hat, but I didn't know I left my wallet, like, in, not even in the vehicle. It was underneath. I don't have any ID in it. I have my little CTC card. But a $2 bill. Two different kind of cards. I just got one. From this CenturyLink thing, somebody moves in, they use your code, you get money. Finally got that, you know. Shit was from August, so try to put that towards some ammo or something, or possibly a gift for myself for my birthday, which is coming up in December. Not liking that. I usually have a system. I'm an older man now. You know, left front, you know, will be like my phone. My keys will be in my right, which I probably should switch that because I'm right-handed. I don't really fuck with keys. Kind of like a watch thing. Put the watch on your left hand if you're right-handed. I don't know. But that's usually how it is. The phone would be in my left hand, even though I'm left-handed or right-handed. Key would be in my right. Come out of the front pockets. Back right would be the wallet. And miscellaneous in the back left. You know, usually nothing, but it would be something that, you know, like a check or something. I don't know. You know, something folded up. It's usually what it is. So you just, you know, you do your pat and you go on about your business. I got everything. You know? Especially when you got purses. I'm not doing no man purse. So. Oh. I think I was supposed to clock out. Did I clock out? I don't think I did that. Let me do that really quickly. But it also made me think, and I don't know if I had this topic before, but in the whole what if spectrum, like what if, what is worse, you losing your phone or you losing your wallet? And I mean everything in your wallet, meaning your ID, your money, cards, all that shit. Because I've also left my phone during this period of time. You know what I mean? And I had somebody who was kind enough to, you know, take me from where we were to my house to see if I had left it. But I didn't leave it. I just didn't take it with me. You know what I mean? And that sucks. You know, because we wasted a trip. You know what I'm saying? We could have been doing some other things. Been cool. But hey, man. Fucking phone, you know. And the weird thing was, I didn't check it because I hadn't seen this person in a while, you know. So I wasn't even focused on it. It was just like, okay, cool. Usually I would have, you know, I touch it and make sure I'm good. Yeah. But I know at certain points in my life, my heart has damn near stopped from losing both of these things. And I don't know, like, what's worse? What's worse? See, I'm not an iPhone user. iPhone motherfuckers, I guess probably losing your ID would be the worst. Because in my understanding, you guys just go up to the cloud, get you a new phone, whatever, everything syncs back in. That's if you do all this stuff. And I could possibly do this as a Droid person. There's different things, but I just never have. You know what I mean? And it's a lot different. There's no, like, cloud-based thing, if you will. There's more of a physical thing you gotta deal with for the Droids. So, I don't know, man. For me, like, I have had money, you know, taken. You guys heard the pod when I was I doing the pod then? Maybe I went. I don't think I was doing the pod then. Because it just seems like my life that I talk about on here. So it's all just gonna get jumbled together. But yeah, man, I had a Comcast pay card because I was like, man, I don't want these motherfuckers, you know. Like, if it's on a card, maybe I can grab it or something. I don't know why I didn't have a real one, but it was a Citi Visa something. And that motherfucker, I don't know, there was a chick I was fucking on at the time out in Federal Way. And that's when I started basically seeing different things. Now, because it was a pay thing and a pay card and not like a real one, I didn't get notifications that money was being withdrawn. You know, one time it happened in Federal Way and I was sitting there in Linwood. That's why I thought this bitch like had something, even though I had the card. I even made a police report and all that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I was going to give him the card, but like, hey man, here's the card. Maybe you can get fingerprints. I don't know. But this shit don't make no fucking sense. When I did the investigation, what I said was, I think I know. It was like, so do you have any family members? Or this? I was like, where did it happen? Federal Way? What date? It had to have been her. But, you know, I still don't know what the pictures are, what they look like, whatever. But police wanted me to, everybody come with ID that lived in the area. I was like, nah, man, I'm not having my father come down with his ID. You know what I mean? I just ate. It was a couple of $1,000. I want to say it was 2 to 4. I just ate that loss. You know what I mean? They credited money with my account. I didn't fuck with anything. And the reason why I didn't know is because at the time, I was literally grabbing like 300 to 400. And 2 weeks later, here I go again. You know, like I pulled out enough where I would usually have about 20 or 30 bucks by the time it was done. You know, like this is everything. This is my little extra. I'm not spending no extra. You know what I mean? This is it. So I didn't notice that I was getting got until, you know, I went in there and was like, hold on, what the fuck is this? Last time I checked, my shit should have been fatter. So, was it like identity theft? Because someone who grabs your shit and then, you know, deals with that, that could be a fucking hassle. I had a homegirl who lost her shit. She ended up talking to the motherfucker and they were like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, sorry it was you, but that's just what this other bra was doing, was credit shit. Motherfucker had another apartment, a whole other apartment in their name. And they were like, hold on a second. You guys should have been notified or should have known that something was going on when this other person tried to make, you know what I mean? Because they, you know, this is pre-pandemic. So they got like a month or two and they bounced. All new furniture, everything, all in my homegirl's name. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's some shit, man. I mean, it's some bullshit. Speaking of bullshit and theft and things of that nature. So, there's been some package issues that's happening around here. You know? And it's one thing when you're dealing with, you know, UPS, USPS, OnTrack, FedEx, FedEx Ground, FedEx Express, whatever, whatever, Amazon, and the multitude of Amazon peoples, when you move, there's just going to be things that pop up and things that are going to be delayed, you know what I mean, as you try to go with your thing. It's really important who you ship with, because certain people are not Amazon. It's not a plug to anybody, but just understand, something like DHL, they'll take a picture of it and they'll be like, hey, that's y'all's fault. Our driver made it into the building. It should be safe. Dude took a picture on the 25th of October of a delivery, and this delivery guy is good. He's about his shit. You know what I mean? We'll ask questions. We'll try to find solutions to our issue. You know what I mean? But he left a package in front of the Amazon hub because he tried to scan it and it wasn't working. I know this because we looked at the footage. It was about 3:25 or so on that Monday. About an hour later, here comes this motherfucker who works, you know, next door, and he's part of a bar manager, and what happened is this motherfucker picked up a box, that was a kind of a courtesy, picked up other boxes that were in a no-leave zone, that's clearly, please don't leave packages here, no-leave zone, and what happens? Takes those three packages into the back. Then comes out with one package. And that one package looks like, it looks like the one that the DHL person left. So there's a big old fiasco that's happening. You know, not including there's been several break-ins. Each property in the last 2 weeks have gotten hit. Really, if you want to say, like, since it's been cold, every property but Summit has been hit once, or hit twice. You know what I mean? So there's, I got that. So there's like, it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? So maintenance, even though last month was maintenance appreciation, they weren't feeling very appreciated. But it was just like, what the fuck is going on? One of them, motherfucker got, there was a gunshot. There's a bullet in the motherfucking door. So apparently somebody shot the door. The bullet went through and hit the glass. So they had to knock the glass out and shit. The properties are going to be not sold, but a different property management team is going to take over. The company that I work for is not fucking with them, because these guys are kind of cheap. The first couple of buildings that they built are about 10 years, and they're in the CD. They are now all program kind of place. So, meaning you have Section 8 vouchers, you have HEN vouchers, you have, you know, Seattle housing, people paying stuff, you have, you know, Catholic Community Service, whatever programs out there for housing, that's what this place is. It wasn't like that originally, but especially with the pandemic and how things went, they just, the owners are trying to get paid. And that's what businesses do. So they're selling the property just for the land, so that someone can knock that bitch down and start all over again. You know what I mean? And probably charge high absorbent rents until the place gets ran down a little bit. Do the same thing over and over. These are called slumlords, man. Basically, new age slumlording. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna probably be part of kind of the floating, rotating team for a while until I find my home. Oh yeah, also on the 25th, I took my picture for my driver's license. I took my driver's license test again last month. I took it originally in March 2020, but it's only good for a year because of shelter in place and all government agencies all fucked up and shit, and I just wasn't able to go and take my picture, so that shit had lapsed. So to redo it again, it should be in the mail, should be getting it. Now it's just about getting a vehicle, you know, getting insurance. I mean, I can get a vehicle, but I don't want to, because as soon as you start doing that shit, like, that's, it's just more and more and more and more money that's gone. And with me having to move eventually, like, whether my rent goes up just $300 or whatever, that's extra money, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out the compensation now of, you know, losing those $300. So I'm trying to hold on to as much as I can, you know what I mean? So, you know, but yeah. Something to watch out for is I'm trying to take my time. Oh, matter of fact, I'm gonna do that right now. I'm trying to take my time for my birthday. And I want to take about a week. I have the time. I have 60 something days. Thing is, we're supposed to have this spot until basically January 1st. So, So, yeah, I'm trying to have that week off. I understand that we are trying to, you know, do something, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, give me my shit. You feel me? I'm not going to be around. This is going to be a problem. You know what I mean? Like, motherfucker wanted to try and be like, give you 2 days, or what is your actual birthday? I was going to give you the 9th and the 10th. I have time. And I've been sitting on this waiting for my birthday. You know what I mean? That's just when my shit comes up. So, until recently, I've had second to the most time. You know, the boy has more time because he's not taking a fucking day. You know what I'm saying? He don't really do a lot of shit, but that's what it is. So he's gone for the next couple of weeks. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna be here. Like, I don't know what to say. Still have 20 something days, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna enjoy my shit, you know? So, I don't know. Trying to figure out what's going on, but yeah, we have it figured out. You know, we're gonna pass it on a day that I'm not gonna be here, January 1st or whatever. And after that, I'm probably, like I said, do the little floating position thing for a while until I heal, because I originally want to take some time off. Like, once this is done, I don't really want to work for a couple of weeks to a month. You know? Like, I just don't. I don't want to. Dealing with anything remotely stressful. I'll be honest, man, that shit, I still haven't recovered from June. You know, from March to June. Yeah, I'm good. You know, Yeah, basically, it was from March to June was me. So we're dealing with 9 months that we've been understaffed. I'm sorry. By the end of the year, it'll be 9 fucking months that we've been understaffed as a group. So, yeah, I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Like, real talk. I'm not trying to, like, go anywhere or for a new position because of the world and what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna sit tight, but I want, like, just some time to re-energize myself, to not do anything. Like, I want a week of not doing anything to the point where I get sick of not doing anything. And then I'll try and do some stuff. You know, of course, you know, you got to have time for hanging with family and all that kind of stuff. I feel like I'll be ready to get back up in there, you know? For the Black Fist Month. That's what my thoughts are. We'll see how this all works out. Or if I'll have a job. So, yeah, I'm taking that time off. But I just did. I just put it up in here. It's PTO. Paid time the fuck off. So, anywho. Let's see. So, yeah. We'll see what's up. But anyway. So, like always, there's so many different topics and things that I've been wanting to share with y'all, especially in the moment. Yeah. But, again, the motto is, undivided attention is not required or necessary, but greatly appreciated. Again, this is Black on Purpose, again, aka The Dirty Little Secret. Just my thoughts, my struggles, triumphs, you know. Oh, you know what? One last thing before we end this. I'm going to say it louder for those at the back, you know what I mean? Sex. Sex is important, but it's also important to communicate that it's importantness. And this is what I mean. I was having a conversation with a few different people about this. Understand this whole men, women, the way that we're brought up, at least how I was brought up in my time frame, in my era. These new dudes, yeah, they're going to be a lot more effeminate, but a different effeminate, because men, we've had burstings of emotions and those kind of things, which is one of the most despicable behaviors, you know what I mean? As a man who can't control his emotions and shit, that's it's also dangerous, but it's, you're harnessed and built differently than a woman. It's just reality. You know what I mean? It's the reason why you should control them. I'm not saying that you have to mask them or submerge them or whatever, or ignore them. But you should be able to control them. Because of your capacity for violence as a man is totally different than of a woman. I'm not saying that women can't be conniving schemers or whatever, but just the propensity for violence is more for that Y chromosome kind of thing. I'm just throwing out there. But the sugar and spice, everything nice, we don't get taught that women have itches. We don't get taught that women are sexual beings as well. Not that they are just sexual beings, but that they have sexual components and natures about them. You know? That it should not be shunned, it should not be anything other than embraced. And if you're blessed enough to receive it, you know what I'm saying? Fortunate enough, all that shit, then yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know, if you're hangry, you know, you need something to eat. Everybody understands. But especially dudes be like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Not knowing that this bitch just needs some dick. And that shit's funny. Because sometimes y'all just need some dick. It's like we sitting here looking, thinking like, what the hell? What did I do? What did I say? No, nothing. You've cleaned up. You've made breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I mean? You've been cool. But right before she's about to go on that shit, she's a savage. And she wants you. She wants you in the worst fucking way. And I don't want to look like that's all that they have, but I have to acknowledge and remember and recognize that there is that component of a woman. Yeah, she should be intelligent, sweet, kind, nurturing, and all those things, funny, and all, yeah, but yeah, that freaky part, and then it depends, like, is this only the freaky part when she, you know, because there's a game that's being played being played in most bedrooms. And that's the, you know, who's going to initiate sex kind of thing. You know, chicks kind of will spoon with you and press real hard on your dick. You know what I'm saying? Or you try to be upset and they just want to, you know, for some reason, be naked when they go to sleep or something. You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of unspoken, yet spoken, but not spoken rules and communication that's happening and not happening in the bedrooms. And the shit just basically fucking needs to stop, man. You know? Like, if we're... But I do understand, because as a man, especially in this new age, I mean, being an old man, like, yo, this whole consent shit is dumb to me. Like, I've never gotten a kiss from a chick who I've asked, can I kiss you? I remember asking when I was in, like, middle school or whatever. I didn't get, you think I got kissed from him? No, this bitch wasn't gonna kiss me. Like, yo, you're dumb. You just kiss me. You know, you do the quick one. And they say something, they feel a little nervous, and then you might do it again. And it's a little slower touch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If she don't like you, she socks you. And you guys laugh about it, you go about your business. Yeah? Before she leaves, you rub her ass real quick, you know? I mean, that's just what happened. She chased you, you know what I mean? And then she tried to give you a little squeeze on your shit or whatever. That's just what we... But I guess that's not what we do no more. So I understand. I usually prefer someone wanting to initiate with me, but I understand that's not fair to women, and I get that. But rejection is a motherfucker, no matter what, from men, from a woman to a man, from a man to a woman. Like, rejection's a motherfucker. Rejection is more than humbling, it's debilitating. It can be. People don't know how to deal with it. Like, no. No, for some people, is traumatic. So, just understand, you know, I was once somebody who wanted to know the, you know, cycles, woman cycles. I thought that's good to know. I was kind of beaten out of me a little bit. But it all depends on which woman that you speak with. Because some women love that you know their body and their cycles like that, because they know your body and your cycles and your moods and your habits. So why shouldn't you know? Okay, well, this little stretch may be a little rough. Already got my game down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not... Those broads who fucking browbeat me for trying to know their shit, that was immature. Fuck them broads. You know what I mean? If you ain't trying to let your man know, like, when your shit is, not just when you're available to fuck, but there might be some bumpy roads here and there or whatever the case may be, bitch, you immature. Can we say that? Yeah, I just said it. Bitch, you fucking immature. Talk with him. Let them know, because we don't know. We don't know shit. Y'all don't... Sometimes, if you don't tell us shit, how can we know what the fuck we never knew? Be emotionally intelligent. Can you just work with me, though, with certain shit? It shouldn't have to be a game or any of this stuff. Should just know, should feel, should all be good. You know? So... Anywho, every so often, you're just gonna have to bend her over. Like, not every time. You can't just bend her over. You know what I'm saying? Grab her hair and just stick it in. No, because they want the foreplay. They want you to, you know, warm them up. But sometimes, they just want you to throw them up against the wall and do your thing. It's on you to kind of pick up on those invisible hints and clues. Like, knowing when she's hungry or what she's hungry for. That kind of shit. You know, it's all these dumbass games. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm a player, and I'm playing just a player. All right, signing off for those in the back. This has been another episode of Black on Purpose again. I'm your host, Omega Red!